Wake Up Call continues now on the Sports Map Radio Network.
Time for the good.
That's really nice.
The bad.
That's the bad guy.
And the dumb.
What an idiot. Oh, what a loser.
All right, the good, the bad, and the dumb. I've had 2 days off due to illness last week. If there was one thing I needed, it was the good, the bad, and the dumb to help me overcome the allergy cold of the fall season. What's the good of the day?
Very rarely, I think, do we have a wholesome story such as this one.
Oh, all right. I like wholesome stories.
Yeah, we got to have a wholesome story. An elderly couple used Craigslist. Usually that doesn't go the direction you want to anymore, right? But an elderly couple used Craigslist to hire a tutor so they can play The Last of Us, which is a video game.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
Now, when I say elderly, the couple, I believe they were early eight. The husband was 81. The wife was 79.
Aww.
And eventually they found a 21-year-old who stopped by a couple of times a week to show the ins and outs of how to play. I already forgot the video game name.
What did they play?
The Last of Us Part 2.
What's that? Is that a zombie shoot-em-up game?
Probably.
That's awesome.
Probably one of those type of things. I don't know. Yeah, it's the second installment in the acclaimed post-apocalyptic franchise.
Wow.
So they were stuck playing it, and the only thing they could do was, hey, you know what? We need some help. There's probably a young kid out there who could use some cash. So they hired him, and he stopped by a couple times a week, and, you know, good story.
That is a good story.
I would never think that a early 80s, late 70s young couple would want to play video games or play something like post-apocalyptic games. But
yeah, what was the reason again that they wanted to do it?
Oh, they just couldn't figure it out.
Oh, okay, they couldn't figure it out.
Yeah, they couldn't figure. They wanted to play it. I mean, I guess I don't know. Maybe.
Yeah. Did they give a reason why they went down that road in the first place?
I didn't see that reason.
Okay.
Because
awesome.
they were playing other video games like Destroy All Humans, Grand Theft Auto. And they wanted to play The Last of Us and didn't understand how to navigate through and to win. So
I remember when my grandmother, my grandfather in Brooklyn, because we'd always gather with my cousins, they bought an Atari 2600 just to have it in the house. So when we would come over, we could play.
Yeah.
And of course, we were all like fighting over the joysticks and stuff. But we would try to get my grandmother to play. It's like Space Invaders. And it's the funniest thing when little kids try to teach grandma and grandpa their video games. And I can't wait to do it. Like, I can't wait for my grandkids, whatever virtual reality next level video game is out there when my grandkids are playing video games. I can't wait to be the old person that's trying to figure it out.
There was a commercial a long time ago. It was like PlayStation put it out, like, what could the future hold? And it was like PlayStation 10 was what they were doing. And it literally was like they would touch something in their ear and then a video game video would pop up right in front of their face.
Yeah, don't you think we're not that far away from
where we're headed?
Remember the holodeck on Star Trek The Next Generation?
Yep.
Where you were like, I just want to be in the Old West and a saloon in the Old West. And then you would just be there. I think we're heading into that in that world.
Well,
we're almost there with the goggles.
Remember how far-fetched it was? What was it when Back to the Future 2.
Right.
And they were like, pull down the screens, like show me, it's like window scenes or something like that. And you could just project like, oh, that's the Manhattan skyline or there's
right.
the Grand Canyon. I mean, that something like that. That's so easy to put on your TV now.
Yeah.
You can watch any of that.
Some of my fondest memories were just my grandmother just laughing hysterically while she played Space Invaders.
Yeah.
With us grandkids. I think it's cool. That's really cool. That's a fun story. Oh, well, then what's the bad of the day?
The bad of the day is Jordan Love.
Yeah.
Had his first start for the Packers this weekend. Pretty big deal, right?
Yeah.
So, of course, mom and girlfriend made the trip.
Of course they did.
To Arrowhead.
Why not?
Now, I don't know who you want to blame here, but I'll give you the scenario. Mom and girlfriend were noticed on camera way up.
Oh, yeah.
Last row of Arrowhead Stadium.
Yeah.
Last row. And apparently, a lot of people are putting the blame on the Chiefs. First of all, it's like, oh, look at the tickets they gave Jordan Love's parents. But actually, the blame probably belongs to the Packers.
Because they get an allotment of tickets.
Because they get an allotment of tickets, of really good seats, and the Packers gave them away to other people instead of their starting quarterback making his first professional start.
That is ridiculous. So maybe they were far enough to not see the horrendous play.
They had to have been, because they literally their backs were resting up against the wall of the stadium.
I'm seeing a lot of articles today that are like, Matt LaFleur, we didn't support Jordan Love, and people like, the Packers didn't give him any help. Come on.
What are you expecting out of
him? What do you expect? The guy was drafted in 2020. He spent a full year behind Aaron Rodgers in a championship-level type of season, where they went to the NFC title game, and then he's the backup again going this year. He wasn't a rookie. He's not a rookie. He's been in the league now. He's seen it. He's practiced. He's been in the rhythm of the NFL. I'm sorry. I'm not going to just give him a pass.
And literally had not seen a minute of field action until this year's preseason.
Right. Exactly. Right.
Because remember, there was no preseason last year. We were rolled right into the games. Or was there I don't remember if there was. Yeah. I think maybe there was one game.
It was three preseason games, but nobody played in them.
Yeah.
Yeah, and there were problems with them during preseason.
And he didn't see 1 minute of the field last year.
It's not like they called him up and they were like, hey, we need a starting quarterback. Are you able to sling the ball? And he's like, yeah, I guess. He's been in the system a long time. He should have been more fluid in running that offense than what he was. I get it. I understand. I didn't expect him to be Aaron Rodgers. That's not what I mean. But a late touchdown, that's the only thing you put on the board? You couldn't lead him to a field goal drive or anything? Come on.
Against that Chiefs defense.
Yeah, exactly.
And that offense that's practically giving you the ball.
The Chiefs defense that is begging you to just rack up the yardage on them. They're giving you yardage. Are you man enough to take it? Yeah, I mean, come on. That's the Chiefs defense giving you their money. What is the dumb of the day?
The dumb of the day. Well, actually, I have two, but the second one I'm going to give you is probably, I was just rereading, and it's probably a little mixture between bad and dumb.
Okay.
Right? But the first first dumb of the day is Rob Manfred. Did you hear what he did yesterday?
What did Rob Manfred do?
He announced the Gold Glove winners of 2021.
I heard the Cardinals did good.
During Sunday Night Football.
Ah, ha, 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 ha.
You know, just to keep baseball relevant.
What? Why do they do, aren't people smart enough not to do
that? I mean, you know, I don't know what's going on tomorrow in sport.
Well, yeah, why not wait
tomorrow would be a great day to do it?
I know college basketball is starting Tuesday, but that's a big deal, but it's not a big enough deal that you can't announce this. You could announce it this afternoon.
You could announce it.
And got a little bit of run.
Yeah.
I think Monday Night Football is, a stop the country type of game tonight.
Yeah, but I mean, enough people are still going to tune in. But if you did it 2 hours prior, 3 hours prior, what are you going up against?
The Titans Rams was a gigantic game last night. I mean, it was a big deal.
Yeah, during the game, it wasn't even hey, we're going to do this during halftime. I think it was during the run of play that I didn't even get an alert on my phone. That's how bad it was.
Do you think that league is afraid to admit that they're second tier?
Maybe even third tier?
They sit in the meeting and they go, well, we're going to announce the Gold Glove Award winners. When do you want to do it? Well, let's do it Sunday night. Well, you know the NFL is playing a big game on Sunday night. Yeah, but we have to act like we don't care about that.
Yeah.
And they go, well, we do care about that. Yes, but we can't act like we care about that. And then they go, oh, I get it. Maybe, is that it?
I don't know, or the only other thing I can think of is let's announce it Sunday night so that gives everyone something to talk about Monday.
Yeah, I mean, they don't schedule World Series games, at least they used to, but I don't think they schedule World Series games on Monday night anymore.
No, I think you're right.
They did when in 2007, because I remember there was Game 5 at Coors Field and the Broncos were playing the Packers. So it was supposed to be this weird day in Denver if that series had gotten Game 5. Red Sox made sure there wasn't. But I don't think they do that anymore. I think they're sort of they definitely don't schedule the World Series on a Thursday because Joe Buck needs to travel to his Thursday night gig.
That's right.
Right? You can't have Joe Buck in two places at once. Although if there was cloning of Joe Buck, Fox absolutely would have done it.
Unless you change it up. And if Fox doesn't carry the World Series, then you can do Thursday night.
Yeah.
But if you do it on ABC, you're not doing it Monday night.
That's true. That's true.
And if you do it on NBC, I guess you're not doing it Sunday night.
Right. Good point. Good point. Yeah. All right. What's the second dumb?
Second, this is kind of dumb bad. And basically what I'm going to chalk it up to is I had this story. I carried it over from last week because this is absolutely the worst luck a human being could ever possibly have.
Mm-hmm.
Right? A man fleeing from a swarm of bees in the Amazon jungle it was eaten by piranhas.
Oh, wait. Hold on. Hold on.
And I don't give mean me the details chuckle.
Of this. Give me the details of this
so
story.
Basically, him and two of his buddies were fishing, right? And they were fishing in there. I guess they were fishing on an island or like on a peninsula or whatever. When all of a sudden, I think one of them stepped on a bees or knocked down some bees or something like that. And the bees just started to attack them. And to escape the bees from attacking, they just jumped into the water. The closest thing, you know, to get away from it. Now, their two friends got away with only a few bites, but the other one, unfortunately, did not.
So he was devoured by little piranha fish?
Well, he was eaten enough that he died. And
He drowned. See, this is how naive I am. Okay? I thought that was kind of like Hollywood, like piranha fish, James Bond kind of thing. Like, I didn't think you died. Like, I thought the piranha fish would bite you, but you'd be like, ow, that hurt. But look, he just punctured the skin. I didn't think they devoured you like they make it out to be in the movies. Do you know what I mean? Where they like lower the meat into the pit, into the water. And then 30 seconds later, it's a bone.
Everything starts bubbling up.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, I guess, you know, when they couldn't find him, they called police, and a police officer was about to jump in the water. And then somebody stopped him and says, no, wait, piranha's in the water. And then they ended up finding him about 13 feet from the shore, bite marks all over his neck
that's
and face.
That's gotta be horrifying.
Yeah.
Oh. In the movie Live and Let Die, James Bond movie, Blofeld sends some woman into a piranha pit, and he presses a button, like a bridge fall opens up and she falls. And it's just like this horrifying scene where she falls in the water because they set it up with the henchman putting in the meat. And he goes, oh, my piranha fish get hungry. And then it's stripped, like the piranhas just tear the meat to pieces. And he goes, they can strip a man to the bone in less than 60 seconds. And then she goes in and she shoots up, ah, and then she gets sunk back in the water. That's it. And so I was like, ah, that can't really happen. That's not really true.
Yeah.
But now you could die from. I didn't know that. That's kind of
in reality. In reality, piranhas tend to stay away from humans.
Yeah.
But if they feel threatened,
they'll attack.
They're aggressive and they'll protect their area. And I guess these guys.
Yeah.
You know, and I guess, you know, once one got a good bite and maybe I guess blood's in the water,
and then that's it. Here comes the party.
See, I always picture. I always remember. You remember the movie The Toy? With Richard Pryor and Jackie Gleason. A movie that could never be made ever again.
No.
And if you don't know what we're talking about, just Google it and read the plot synopsis.
Oh.
This movie could never be. But he went it was like on, I can't remember. I just remember his name was Ulysses.
Yeah.
Or U.S. His name was U.S. Grant. I think that's what it was. His blonde smoke show girlfriend kept pronouncing it the S a little
My
differently.
My name is U.S.
Not you.
Yeah.
Hey. But he went into the water. And I remember Richard Pryor went into the water and then came out and his shirt was all full of holes. His pants were all full of holes because, you know, the little kid would say, there's piranhas in the water. And he's like, there's no piranhas. That's only in South America.
Right.
That's what I mean. You know, I have a fear of piranhas from just that movie. It's just like, just ripped his clothes to shreds.
Wow, that's wild. All right, that's the good, the bad, and the dumb. Again, Eric Edholm will join us later on this hour. We'll talk NFL and the wild weekend that was. Coming up, though, yesterday, a huge anniversary. I think we do it every single year. I still want to bring it up because I still think it's important. That's next on Wake Up Call.